This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Habam. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. Now's a good opportunity to have in mind to mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of Talmud Torah. Also, now is a good opportunity to make sure you commit yourself not to bring your phone into shul. Because as of this morning, Mashiach still hasn't come. And I signed up. Don't blame me. Maybe other things. But if you didn't sign up yet, you're holding it up. Sorry, I'm saying it nicely. I'm just saying, you're holding it up if you didn't sign up yet. Okay. Let's continue in Mishnah Berurah, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Vav. In Sif Vav we saw, we're middle of Sif Vav. You should eat immediately. And you should not talk between the bracha and achila, and if you talk, you have to go back again. Unless the conversation was about matters that you're making the bracha on. For example, you made a bracha on bread, and before you ate, you said bring the salt, or bring the dip, or give to Pliny to eat, or give food to the animal. You don't have to, if you were mafsik in any of these things, you don't have to make another bracha. The Rama says, L'chadchila you shouldn't be mafsik at all. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, V'imsach, if you spoke, afilu teva achas, even one word. But if it's me'inyin dvarim, v'afilu hivsik v'dvarim she'ina l'tzarach prusas ha'maitzi, even if you spoke about matters that are not relevant to the piece of hamoitzi, rak me'inyinei tzarchei suda, it's about the meal in general. Even if you spoke to bring kelim that are needed for the meal, it's not a hefsek. This that we did. Sheberech ala pas. Even vafilu pashalano dinakiyam matua betavlin de pasag shulchan aruch leeldein tzarch lahamten at shibiyo melech veliftan. Even our pas, which is wheat and has spices in it, that the shulchan aruch paskin, you don't have to wait until the salt is brought. Nevertheless, since he wants the salt, or he wants the dip, it's me inyanei asuda. Tenu l'ploini lechal. Bein ani, bein asher. Whether he's poor or rich. V'afil loy amar sheyitnu lo mi prusas hamoitzi. Even if you didn't say, give him from the hamoitzi. El amar l'bnei beis sheyitnu lo kikar shevarech ba'atzmah. Let's say you say, bring him his own bread. Mikamaka me inyanei sudahu. Machal l'behema. Let's say you say feed the animal. Gam kein me inyanei sudahu. That's also me inyanei the suda. The aser litoim koidim shiten lebehemtai. You're not allowed to taste until you give to your animal. It's mashma from here that even ti'ima mu'etes is aser, like the opinion of the Beis Yosef. Not like the Taz, that only achila kavua is aser. And the Ksav Sofer says, Halacha kebeis Yosef, that even ti'ima is aser before you feed your animal. For this reason, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in the Tshuva that since the mezoinos of your animal is upon you and the animal is reliant on you, if you don't feed it, it will be tzar balechayim. So it gave a zman kavua that the achila of the behema is before you. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, this would apply for other balei chayim that are in your rishus, even birds and fish, where there's no tzar balei chayim. But a dog or a cat, that they could always get food from the garbage. You're allowed to eat before them. It could be nachayin lemedakdik b'masav lahakdim, even them. And certainly, let's say your daughter adopted a stray cat against your own will, you're allowed to eat before the cat. I'm just saying, not that Not that that has any specific relevance. It's pointing out. So dog and a cat, it doesn't apply to. The din that you're not to eat before your animal doesn't apply to a dog and a cat because there's food in the garbage. There's more food in your garbage usually than in your refrigerator. That's stomach klal. Okay. You're allowed to drink before an animal. You're not allowed to eat, but you're allowed to drink. Kedachsiv berivka sha'amro le'eved shesei v'gam gemalecha ashka. Rivka said, you drink, and then I'm going to give to your camels. What do you mean? What do you mean? You have to feed the animal before the person. There's a big chasam sofer on this. What's the raya? You have to feed your animal before you eat. Mehechi tesi, when someone comes to your house as a guest, I need to feed your animal. I need to feed the guest's animal before the guest. Mehechi tesi, it's not my responsibility. What's the raya when it comes to drink? Drink, you're allowed to drink before your animal. This is someone else's animal. Yeah, but that's how the Magen Avraham paskins from the Sefer Chasidim. Ayin b'chsam sofer ala Torah. Fine. Says Ramon, mikomakom lechachil lo yafse klal b'chol elu hadvarim. V'afilu imhoya pas she'eno inaki. Even if the bread was not wheat and doesn't have spices, the tzarach lahamelech, and it needs salt, gam kein osel hafse kodem she'evel mad, it's also usher to be mafsik before you swallow. In other words, even something you mamish need, lechachil lo you should not interrupt. You ready? Fasten your seatbelts for the next Ramah. I'm very into Ramah lately. The Ramah. People are undermining the Ramah. Says the Ramah, V'ha de'imsach dvarim betelim tzarech lachzor levarech. This din, that if you have idle conversation and you speak between your hamoitzi and eating, you have to go back and make a bracha, heinu davke shesach koidem sha'achal habaitzeah. That's where you spoke before the balabais ate his piece. But if the balabais made hamoitzi, and then the balabais ate, and then you asked, you know, what did the Yankees do last night, and you didn't eat the hamoitzi yet, it's not a hefsek. You're subordinate to the boitzea. Once the boitzea made the bracha, and he put the hamoitzi in his mouth, even though he is being moitzi you in the bracha of hamoitzi, so now how could I be mafsek? No. He already took care of the fact that he ate right after the bracha. I'm good. Aval achar kach loy have a sicha hefsek. Af al pish adayin loy ochlu achirim hamesubim. Kvar yotzu kulam ba'achilas ha-beitzea. They're all yotze with the eating in the beitzea. Ki ein tzrichim kulam lechom in prusas ha-beitzea. They don't even have to eat in the first place. Rak she'oisim kein l'chibuv ha-mitzvah. They only do so l'chibuv ha-mitzvah. That's a whopper. The Ramah says that when somebody makes hamoitzi and is moitzi everybody in the bracha of hamoitzi, first of all, once he eats, the other people could talk because they don't even have to eat the bread in the first. They don't even have to eat the bread. They don't have to eat the bread. How much does the boitzea have to eat? Mashahu. Mashahu, no din, he does not have to eat a kezias. He could eat a mashahu and speak. We saw in the Mishnah Berurah last time, it's toiv to eat a kezias, he's not mechuyev to. Now, this is an underrated Ramah. This Ramah has far-reaching reverberations. We'll see soon. Okay, let's go see the Mishnah Berurah. Shesach haboitzea koidem sha'achal. Dafka, if the boitzea I know, it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah changes the girsa here. I don't know why. I thought the way we have the Ramah is very good. the din that the participants, if they speak, they have to go make a bracha, is if they speak before the Boitzea eats. The Mishnah Berurah changes it, dafka, if the Boitzea speaks before he eats. I don't know why he has to change it. L'chaira, it is true that if the Mesubim speak before the Boitzea eats, it's a hefsek. Aval achar kach, perosh, afilu hisichu achar kach ha-shoymim, even if the listeners and those who are yoytze with his bracha are mafsik before they eat, gam kein ein kpeda b'diavad, there's no hakpada b'diavad, holu kvar chola berchas ha-mavarech, the bracha on the bracha was ready chal, mihu, l'chadchila b'bada yosu l'chol echa b'yashem l'hafsik koidem shiitim, for sure l'chadchila, it's usur for any of the listeners to be mafsik before they taste. Now, that's the Ramah. The reason why this is coming as such a shocker to you is because almost everybody disagrees with the Rama. V'hinei zehu rak das Rama, aval kemat kol ha'achroinim. The Taz, the Magen Avram, the Eliyahu Rabba, the Pri Chadash, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Chai Adam. L'chayra, the Bir HaGras, says the Shar HaTzion. Usfirlu duloy adiv ha'shemeya me'am avarech atzmai. The listener is not any better than the one making the bracha himself. Kishesach koidem timasai. If they would speak before he tastes shechayzer mavarich, the listener is not better than the mavarich. If the mavarich would speak before he tastes, he would have to make another bracha. So the listener is not better than him. Vachanami hashoimim im hefsiku bedvarim koidem timasam. So the listeners also, if they're mafsik with words before their tima, shechayzerin mavarchin. Now, so far, the Mishnah Berurah didn't say what to do, Lamaisa. He didn't say, because all the Achreinim argue in the Ramah, so we're going to drop the Ramah. No, we're not dropping the Ramah. No, I didn't say that. What do you mean? But all the Achreinim argue on the Ramah. That's very nice. But the Ramah is the Ramah. Now, we'll see, right? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say, Lachain, therefore, you could make, now the Ramah is the lenient opinion here, so he has something going for him of Safik Brachas Lahakel, but right now we don't have a conclusion. V'da'oid, de'amavarech sach kodem shetam, if the mavarech speaks before he tastes, avsha shoymim loy sachu klal, even if the listeners did not speak, mashmei ha-poiskim l'chor, d'shuv enom yotzim ha-bracha, it's mashmei from the poiskim that the shoymim are not yotzim, k'mo shikosavti b'ir halacha v'tzorach iyan ledina. Now, that which the Ramah says, so kemat all the Achreinim say that the listener is not better than the Mavarech, and if the listener speaks before the listener eats, then it is a hefsek. By the Mishnah Berurah didn't say, and therefore, that which the Ramah said, that the listeners don't even have to eat in the first place, everybody argues on. That, it seems like, farshtetzach, it's implicit. Implicit in the fact that Shar Achroinim argue on the Ramah and they say that if the listener speaks before the listener tastes, it's a hefsik, so that means the listeners are going to have to eat from the Hamoitzi. It's not just toiv then. It's not just nice for the listeners to eat from the Hamoitzi. They would have to. They're not just doing it l'chibuv ha-mitzvah. Let's see quickly the Bir Halacha. Aval Acher Kach. I'm a Mishnah Berurah Mashgiach Zalman Shem Achrim Shem Askim Im HaBeis Yosef. Not like the Ramah. Ube Emes Mekar Dibir Ramah is from the Rekech and the Arzarua. And the Bir Halacha challenges that according to the way the Bir Halacha understands the Arzarua and the Rekech, there is no Mekar for the Din of the Ramah Bechlal. what emerges from this Ramah? Because the Mishnah Berurah is not dropping the Ramah like a hot pancake here. Don't think the Mishnah Berurah says, oh, all the Acharonim disagree. He didn't say, okay, therefore, since all the Acharonim disagree, therefore the halacha is Chayzer Mavarech. It's interesting. I don't know why he didn't say that. L'chayra, he would paskin that way, although he doesn't really say that. L'maisa, this Ramah is used l'halacha. How? You ready for this? Fasten your seatbelts. It's Leil Yom Tov. I think most people were conditioned not to do what I'm about to tell you, and I don't think it's correct. It's Leil Yom Tov. Your wife already made Shechianu on halakas aneirois. Why she did it, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Even Rabbi Yaakov Emden can't understand it. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden was a very smart man. He challenged many gedolim, but he never started up with his wife. That's a very important limud. Rabbi Yaakov Emden was not a timid person. But yet, when he was wondering why his wife was making a shechianu on the haneirois, he had no understanding, but he let it slide. Yeah, fine. Now, you come home and you make Kiddush, and you make a Shechianu. Should your wife answer Amen? Should your wife answer Amen? She doesn't either. She already made Shechianu. Should she answer Amen? Furthermore, is she Yoytze Kiddush? Because legabe her, your Shechianu is irrelevant. So regarding her, you were mafsik between Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim and drinking. So legabe vis-a-vis her, you're not Yotze Kiddush, so maybe she's not Yotze Kiddush. That far we don't go. Many poskim say she should not answer Amen, right? I'm sure you've heard that. Many poskim say the woman should not answer. It's wrong. It's not wrong, but it's not correct. She should answer Amen. Why? Because of this Ramah. Says Rav Moshe, Negros Moshe, from this Ramah we learn that she should answer Amen. Why? Because we learn from this Ramah the Shoymin are subordinate to the Mashmia. And whatever is needed, and therefore, says Rav Moshe, since the person making Kiddush needs Shechianu, the Shoymin become Batel to that person. Ad Kidei Kach, they should answer Amen. Because the person making the bracha needs to make the bracha, so the person listening is secondary, is meshubed to them. If the Ramah goes so far as to say that you could even be mafsik, because the ikar is that the mashmia was yoytze, and he wasn't mafsik, so Rav Moshe learns from this Ramah, even though kemat, all the achroinim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, argue on the Ramah. No, they don't argue fundamentally. The Achrayim are not fundamentally arguing on the Ramah that there's a Svara that the person being Baitseya is the Iker and everyone else is Tafel. It's just they say we cannot allow a Hefsik because of that. However, we cannot allow a Hefsik of Dvarim Batalim. But to answer Amen, says Rav Moshe, from this Ramah we see she's Mechuyev to answer Amen. Rav Moshe brings other rayas. Rav Moshe says, if she wouldn't be allowed to answer Amen, then Rabbi Yaakov Emden would have had to start up with his wife and stop her from making the Shechianu in the first place, so she shouldn't be in a matzav where she has to sit there and not answer Amen, because it's not permitted to put yourself in a situation where you're not able to answer Amen. But Rav Moshe bases it be'ikar on this unusual Ramah that all the Achrayim disagree with, but the way we're explaining it is that they don't disagree fundamentally. They just say, Loy adiv hashoymea meha mevarech lahafsik bedvarim kaidem te'ima. Yeah? We'll hold it over here.
Recording stopped.
Lemaisa,
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.